Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm John Betts with Josh Rogan of the Washington Post. He writes global opinions. He also observes the most recent presentation by the Republican candidates for the presidency in 2024. We've established Mr. Biden's administration's policy towards East Asia and towards the contest the People's Republic of China brings to everyone out there. The attack on Taiwan could very well involve conflict with Japan and South Korea and the Philippines, a nightmare. So we come to the possibility that it will be a Republican administration in some fashion. And what did we learn from the first debate? Josh, it wasn't a big focus, but there was reference to China. There was reference to what is to be done. You characterize the Republicans generally as hawks, but there are various kinds of hawks, Josh. And so what we're looking at here is, did they strike you as well informed of the difficulties of backing these troubled Taiwan, and also the extreme fragility of our relationships? We've been talking about them and how they need attention, constant attention. You can't just turn it over to Rahm Emanuel and not show up again.
Right. Well, it's true that, you know, the GOP primary race has become a competition to see who can sound the most hawkish on Taiwan. When you sort of kick the tires of each of these candidates, you'll see that a lot of their plans just don't make any sense at all. And a lot of them also contradict their records. And so what I sort of did was to go through all of that, and in the process interview some of the candidates, including I interviewed Mike Pence and Chris Christie and Nikki Haley, all who happened to be amongst the most hawkish in terms of defending Taiwan, which seems to be the main issue. Now, you know, at the debate, they didn't really get into it other than to say some throwaway lines like China is a threat, and Governor Burgum said we're in a Cold War, and other such platitudes were issued. But what was much more interesting in the foreign policy part of the debate was the part about Ukraine, because China has become the thing that Republicans who want to pull U.S. funding from Ukraine point to as a justification for doing that. And the argument that people like Nikki Haley and Mike Pence and Chris Christie are making is that, no, actually these two things are connected, and that the best way to deter China from attacking Taiwan is to support Ukraine in fighting Russia. And I think what all of that amounts to is kind of a mess, because then, of course, you have President Trump, who was very hawkish on China economically, but didn't really care much about Taiwan or human rights or Hong Kong, for that matter, at all. And that sort of jumbles the whole sort of politics of the issue on the Republican side, because so many Republicans will follow Trump no matter what he says, whether it makes sense or not.
And Governor DeSantis, much in the news, said to have done well at the debate, but in any event, there wasn't much time, or the questions didn't focus on China. Is there another place that you've discerned Governor DeSantis's thinking about China and about the threat to Taiwan and Japan and South Korea and the Philippines, all of them threatened together?
Right. Well, Ron DeSantis talks about China in his speeches on the trail. He's passed bills in Florida to do, amongst other things, try to prevent Chinese Communist Party members from buying land in the United States, and, you know, has put forth an economic plan that promises to reverse the trade deficit with China without really explaining how he would do that. Now, that's more meat on the bone than most of the other candidates, frankly. And when you put that against someone like Vivek Ramaswamy, who says that, well, we should give every Taiwanese household a gun, and that will deter China, or at least partially deter China, all of a sudden, Ron DeSantis's plans are starting to look a lot more serious by comparison. And that's really the problem with the China debate on the MAGA side of the equation, is because a lot of the proposals coming out of Ramaswamy and others are things that would never happen. Something about a reverse Nixon, where we sort of give Ukraine, half of Ukraine, to Russia, and then they break their military alliance with China, and other such nonsense. Things that there's no universe that you and I live in where any of those things would be possible, but they sound pretty good. You know, and so And then you have somebody like Tim Scott, who's been resisting tough measures on China as a senator, is now trying to do a complete about face. And so I think what all of that amounts to is a jumble. I think China is becoming just another political football in the race to be the person who eventually loses the nomination to Donald Trump.
If there's a competition for hawkishness on East Asia, does Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, ambassador to the UN, does she win? 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I interviewed Nikki Haley last week, and my conclusion was that she has the most credibility, maybe her and Pence, because she's actually done the work, because she's dealt with all of these countries on a face-to-face level, and because she spoke up about the Uyghur genocide and the crackdown in Hong Kong, even when her boss, Donald Trump, wouldn't. So I would say she's not the most hawkish, but she's the most credible, and that should count for something. I'm not sure if it does.
Josh Rogan, Global Opinions, Washington Post. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.